You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're joined now by Natalie Curran, accessibility and assistive technology specialist at the BBC, but also well known as a member of the Tech Talk team here on RNIB Connect Radio. Natalie, welcome in.
Hiya, nice to be here.
Well, tell us a bit about what brings you into the IDS conference here in Glasgow.
Slightly funny story. James Allen, the director of RNIB Scotland, approached a colleague at the BBC asking if the BBC would be interested in having a stall here. And she said, yeah, I'm sure we can manage that. By the way, would you like Natalie as a speaker? And he said, yeah, sure. So that's how that works.
She came as a bonus.
Yes, exactly.
So you're taking part in a panel a little bit later on leisure and entertainment. Is there any message that you're keen to share and make sure that people take away from that panel?
I think we've done a lot of talking throughout the conference on the end user, which is really, really important. And we've talked a lot about inclusive design and being there from the beginning. But what I'm here to sort of cover off is the internal accessibility matters as well. So a lot of big companies are very good, or getting better, maybe not so very good, we're getting better at considering the end user and how products and systems are received, but forgetting that those end users could also be our employees. So internal accessibility matters as well. And if we want to achieve sort of diversity of thought and input and perspective, then the systems we are using to create that output needs to be accessible to a diverse group of people.
Are there any other of the panels and discussions that you've been attending over the last day or two? What else has sort of piqued your interest so far?
I found the panel on robotics very interesting and quite fun, to feel that it's not science fiction, it is reality. Okay, we're not quite at sort of getting a robot to do your laundry and take your bins out for you, but there is some cool stuff out there. And I also found a lady talking about astrophysics and making that accessible just phenomenal. But also in a sad way really resonated with me when she said that she was going to different observatories around the world and being told, yeah, you can have a job in outreach. And she's like, but I'm an astrophysicist. I can do more than just outreach.
Do events like these make you think differently about your life?
I think there's always an element of reflection, and some things that crop up you think, do I agree with that? Is that relevant to me? Sometimes I feel that things are maybe pitched as an accessibility feature for visually impaired people when actually they're just an accessibility feature for everyone. And my favourite example is the smart home devices, you know, A-ladies as we sometimes call them, or Google Home devices. And they were touted as this amazing thing for visually impaired people because you can just ask it questions or get it to do stuff for you. Yes, I use mine all the time, but so does my mum, and she doesn't have any accessibility requirements. So sometimes I think things get pitched sort of almost too narrowly, almost.
Of course, we know that you're a big fan of new technology. Has anything caught your interest here in the marketplace? Have you been able to get hands-on with anything that you haven't been able to try before?
I haven't yet managed to get hands-on with it, but I'm desperate to try out the robot guide dog. So I think I mentioned before in a previous tech talk, I'm actually really nervous of dogs. So an actual guide dog wouldn't work for me, but a robotics one sounds far more up my street. And on a practical level, I'm assuming I just have to charge a robotics robot robotics guide dog, whereas an actual guide dog, there's obviously a lot more involved and you are looking after another living thing.
There's no dog food involved, I don't think.
Exactly, which keeps costs down significantly.
Absolutely. Well, Hubert Pavalkovich will be along later. Hubert did get hands-on with the robot guide dog, so we'll hear his perspective, and maybe Caesar the guide dog will find out about his robotic other self. I don't know what he'll make of it. Caesar doesn't like normal dogs, so what he'll make of a robot, I've got no idea.
Well, to be fair, when I got one of those robo-hoovers, my cat sort of looked at it like, this is interesting. It wasn't sort of that, he was kind of nonplussed about it, whereas I thought it was almost quite creepy. It freaked me out more than it did my cat.
Well, Natalie Curran, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Where can we hear you on Tech Talk?
So we'll be on TikTok at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Though actually, unfortunately, I'm not in this one. But yeah, 1 o'clock every Tuesday, or the podcast, which you can get on any sort of podcast app that you prefer to use. And yeah, join us there.
Natalie Curran, Accessibility and Assistive Technology Specialist at the BBC. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.